Rock is in custody in Baghdad. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he's suspected of shooting to death five of his fellow soldiers.
Such a tragic loss of life at the hands of our own forces is a cause for great and urgent concern.
The shooting happened at a combat stress clinic at Camp Liberty. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says President Obama was notified.
He was shocked by the news of this incident and we're pressed to ensure that we fully understand what happened at the clinic and that we're doing everything we can to ensure that our men and women in uniform are protected.
The U.S. Army Medical Command says male non-commissioned officers on their third or fourth deployments are more than twice as likely to be suffering mental health issues as those on their first deployment to a war zone. A boost for health care reform today from some of the very people who once tried to derail it.
Some of these power players brought health care reform down a decade ago, but now the group speaking for doctors, drug companies, insurance, and hospitals have offered to help President Obama slow costs.
When it comes to health care spending, we are on an unsustainable course that threatens the financial stability of families, businesses, and government itself.
His health reform plan itself is still being written. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The Iranian government today released the journalist imprisoned 4 months ago after she bought a bottle of wine.
Roxana Saberi has been released from prison. She is currently with her family and will be leaving Tehran to return to the United States in the coming days.
Secretary of State Clinton says Saberi was wrongly accused of spying for the United States. John Demjanjuk was taken from his Ohio home within the hour and driven to the airport for a flight to Germany. He faces 29,000 counts of accessory to murder charges that date from the Holocaust. Wall Street, the Dow ended the day down about 160. You're listening to ABC News.
For some people, seasonal allergies are no big deal. For me, they are. The sneezing, itchy, runny nose, and congestion make me miserable. Finally, I got some professional help. My doctor prescribed Astepro. Astepro is a powerful antihistamine nasal spray that goes right to the site of my symptoms. My nose. Makes sense, right? Astepro is approved to relieve seasonal nasal allergy symptoms, including sneezing, itchy, runny nose, and congestion.
Astepro azelastine hydrochloride is available by prescription only for people 12 and over. If you're allergic to Astepro, Astelin, or azelastine, don't use it. Also avoid alcohol, sedatives, operating machinery, and driving. Side effects may include unusual taste, nosebleeds, headache, fatigue, and sleepiness. Learn more at astepro.com. Call 1-866-516-1970 or find information in U.S. News and World Report.
If you're like me, seasonal allergies are a big deal. Ask your doctor about Astepro today and treat your nasal symptoms right at the site.
The Justice Department says it will now aggressively pursue cases where monopolists try to stifle competition. It's repealing a Bush administration policy that shied away from prosecuting improper business practices of large companies. The head of the Justice Department's antitrust division says the old approach allowed predatory conduct to go unpunished and undeterred. President Obama, welcome to the White House today. NCAA basketball champs, the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Congratulations on bringing Carolina its fifth national championship. And more importantly, thanks for salvaging my bracket and vindicating me before the entire nation.
Mr. Obama played ball with the Tar Heels during the campaign. A game of cops and robbers lands a Southern California boy in the hospital.
His gun looked real, say L.A. County Sheriff's deputies, but it was a plastic toy gun. Deputies in the L.A. suburb of Palmdale shot a 15-year-old boy on his bicycle as he was playing cops and robbers. Lieutenant Patrick Nelson says his gun looked like the real deal.
Unfortunately, many manufacturers seem to be manufacturing their firearms to very closely resemble real firearms.
Deputies say the boy tried to run from them and then pointed the gun at them before they opened fire. He's in stable condition now. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The shuttle crew is set off on an 11-day mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. 21-year-old Christy Goodwin graduates today from Indiana University, and so does her 41-year-old mother and her 71-year-old grandmother. ABC News.
Tempur-Pedic guarantees better sleep and now wants to give you a brand new Ford Mustang convertible. Test drive a Tempur-Pedic mattress at a participating retail store for your chance to win a 2009 Mustang. Experience a Tempur-Pedic for yourself. You'll sleep better, feel better, and get more out of life. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See website for official rules. Ford Motor Company not affiliated with Tempur-Pedic promotion or affiliates in any way. Game ends 5/31/09.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A lockdown at Los Lomas High School in Walnut Creek because of some police action. Pat Lickers is the principal of Los Lomas and tells KGO.
Something is occurring in the area off campus. And for the safety of the students, obviously, we want them in a situation where we can keep an eye on them.
Officers won't talk about the concern. The Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office is proposing that cities prosecute some misdemeanor crimes to help with the county workload during a budget crunch. District Attorney Robert Coakley is presenting the ideas to supervisors today. And leaders in Sonoma County are debating proposed reductions in its bus service. If approved, there would be 15% decreases in the fixed route service hours. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Petaluma Boulevard on-ramp to southbound 101 just reopened a moment ago. It was closed to move a big rig out of the roadway that hit a tree and a fence. Talk about a sweet way to start every day. King's Hawaiian new sliced bread for sandwiches, French toast, and more. Original King's Hawaiian Taste Paradise, now available in your grocer's deli section. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Bit of a cool down in the forecast. Sunshine, but highs only in the 60s and 70s. It's 60 in San Francisco, and on your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program once again. Hey, I want to do a quick definition here. A lot of chit-chat in the press about what does socialized medicine mean? And we have here a Princeton health economist defining it, and it's quite simple what socialized medicine is, and the term is just being used inappropriately by just about everybody I hear trying to use it. Socialized medicine is when the government owns and operates both the financing of health care and its delivery, right? Social health insurance is people pooling money so that they share the potential costs of medical bills that come up. And their payments or taxes or premiums are based on their ability to pay rather than how healthy or sick you are. And these systems use some public, some private hospitals for healthcare delivery. So you can't assume that all social insurance is socialized medicine, he explains, and the expansion of public health insurance programs aren't necessarily socialized medicine. But if you want to see the purest form of socialized medicine in the United States, don't shoot the messenger here. You talk to the Princeton economist. I'll repeat for you. The purest form of socialized medicine in the United States is, come on, you know this, the VA health system. I find this cognitive dissonance amusing. He writes, indeed, if socialized medicine is so evil, why didn't Republicans privatize the VA health system when they controlled both the White House and Congress in the, you know, prior from 2001 to 2006? All right, now this is an important health care issue. Sometimes we talk about things that, you know, are not really going to affect your lives, don't really mean much, but this is big time. The traditional American hospital gown. Flimsy in front, open to the breeze in the back. It's been around longer than the Band-Aid. If you saw Something's Gotta Give, you saw a part of Jack Nicholson. And you, that part of you would show with a hospital gown currently. Medical historians believe it goes back to nightshirts that people wore in the 1800s that were slit open in the back. Variations of the current style, 1920. So 80, 90 years unchanged. Nobody, perhaps except some hospital purchasing managers, ever figured, I never liked them myself. I mean, as a doctor, they sure are convenient because you're pretty exposed, but anytime, and I try to have this be as rare as possible, wear them, there's something lacking. They're now a $76 million market. The traditional model costs $2 to $3 a piece. And here, students and faculty, the College of Textiles, and a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant are trying to update it. And they have sponsored 6 focus groups looking at what can we do about this. And there have been a lot of efforts in the past. There's one designer here, colorful iterations, you know, festooned with drawings of stethoscopes and syringes. Hey, I don't care what you put on it. It's what it is. It's tying it up. Many people don't know. Leave it open in the front or the back, depending upon what you're having done here. Here's one. A medical center in Maine had a big problem for their Muslim patients were so distressed with the usual gown, so they had to introduce a floor-length sarong-type model. That seamstresses make that up. The traditional gown, he says, here's a fellow who makes it, suffered a bum rap. He says it's inexpensive and it's easy access. And during an emergency, well, it works well because there's not much to it. But that isn't always when you wear it. And here's a fellow who used to work for Victoria's Secret. He specializes in textile design, and he's involved on the team. Now, what about pockets? Should your gown have a pocket for your iPod or your cell phone? Should it have big, loose, stylish sleeves? How about a V-neckline instead of the scoop neck? But still doesn't get to the heart of the problem. What sort of design would revolutionize a gown? What kind of fasteners? Velcro? Snaps? Familiar cloth ties? One of the things is you can wash these things 1,000 times, and they're good. And most of the other forms here, there's a kimono-type gown here that wraps 1.5 times around your body. It's a little snugger. But most of the snap forms and Velcros and snaps don't last that long with the washing. So I just thought I'd let you know that medical progress is out there. The wheels are churning, and you'll have a better gown soon. Those of you into wine, it's a natural product, of course. But here's this really interesting research coming out of New Zealand looking at Sauvignon Blanc. And the core aromas, this is a $12 million a study defining the flavors of this particular grape. It's New Zealand's most popular grape, and it's unique. They found there is a sweet, sweaty passion fruit flavor, asparagus, and cat urine. You heard me right. The tests were carried out by an expert sensory panel trained to distinguish between 16 flavors, including canned and or fresh asparagus, stone fruit, apple, snow peas, on and on and on. And you know how wine can just offer up some very interesting, strange flavors. And you should know we're talking about parts per billion. No, they don't put cat urine in the wine. It's just the flavoring. And it's certainly fascinating that the grape can produce so many different sub-flavors. These are parts per billion that make the wine more complex and interesting. And you take flavors and smells and odors that in one context would be horrible. I'm thinking of certain cheeses. And actually, the microorganism that produces Limburger cheese is the same one that makes smelly feet and smelly socks. So it's really about context. Thought that would find an interesting reception. Documentary here, I don't want to get into this too deeply, but a documentary coming out called Outrage, which is going to out mostly, according to this, Republican legislators, senators, etc., congressmen, who are gay and who work hard to suppress the emergence of gay rights. And the question is this a healthy way to do this? There's a lot of opinions on this, and one of them says, you know, the same-sex marriage issue is going to be one, and other issues dealing with civil rights, not by pointing out Republicans who may be gay and may be hypocrites, but by talking about the issues themselves and winning people over. And yet the hypocrisy bothers us. It bothers me. And very often the root of this is a psychological mechanism where something going on in your life you're suppressing, and it manifests it by you being an ardent anti. In other words, you've got a drug problem and you're a senator, so you campaign ferociously to put drug users in jail, suppressing the ambivalence your brain is having about what you're doing. And it is emotionally, but it bugs me. And, you know, you've seen this before. They have been outed. And yet that'll be interesting to see how this how the documentary plays out, and it's a gutsy thing to do. I mean, you're talking about lawsuits if you're wrong, etc. What else here? Here we go. How many? Should I count them? How many congressmen here? Sponsors? I don't want to count them. It's a long list of congressmen introducing a resolution encouraging President Obama to declare 2010 the year of the Bible. Now, I don't know what that is about, and this stuff bothers me. And I think, you know, the Republican Party needs to learn that social issues are not the most important things going on in this world today. Why are there 14, you know, Congress sitters wasting their time and ours when, you know, we're occupying a couple of foreign countries, our economy is in the tank, and this is what they really want to, you know, put on the legislative agenda? And there's a list of other preposterous, I think, legislation. And it just, you know, makes you shake your hand. All right, this is better. Here's a fellow walks into a movie and gives birth to a twin from his belly button, reeling in agony as his stomach ruptures and remains of his embryonic twin spills out. That's the words. This is reading is from a LA newspaper. Something like alien. This is another case of having, I mean, various terms, parasitic twin, fetus in fetu. His identical twin brother, who died in the mother's womb early in pregnancy, 4-centimeter fetus embedded in his tissue, stayed in his stomach for 30 years, and he had this lump. They thought it was a cyst or ingrown hair, etc., and now he keeps his twin in a jar at home, and his name is Gavin. He calls it Little Gav. Nice, huh? Speaking of giving birth, this is coming from the UK. 133 British service women sent home from Afghanistan and Iraq, pregnant. Talk about a baby boom. You know, we're expecting a baby boom because everybody's now staying home. We can't afford to go out when there are power failures, baby booms, etc. Is this unexpected? I mean, these kids are in their early 20s. You have a 10-to-1 ratio of men to women. And, of course, a pregnant woman cannot be sent to Iraq or Afghanistan, nor can they go to sea in the Royal Navy. And this is what the Ministry of Defense, and I saw figures recently here. They're hard to get. But it, let's just say it happens. Well, this is going to stir things up in the subject of autism. This study, I mean, the initial observation for those in the clinical field dealing with autism have felt that the range of kids recovering from autism, that's right, recover spontaneously 10 to 20%. Every disease has its spontaneous remission rate. That's why one of the most important things you learn in medical school, which separates you from hysterical people who assume when someone recovers from a disease it must have been the vodka they had last night, is the natural history of illness. Simple example. If you do something for your cold, it'll get better in a week. If you don't do anything for your cold, it'll get better in 7 days. Well, whether it's cancer or autism, the same thing happens. Sometimes it's misdiagnosis, of course. They're claiming here that's not the case. Now, you know, for instance, one of the most famous, oh, I just get chills when I have to mention her name. Maybe I won't. A certain former Playboy centerfold who feels she has cured her child of autism with diet and supplements. What would she say by this particular study, which found 1 in 10 children with autism by age 9 have beat it, have overcome it? And these kids turn out to be very normal on neuropsych exams and verbal and nonverbal tests. And, of course, it has been argued there weren't autistic to begin with, but the people in the study say, you know, they think that may not be true. These people were seen by real professionals and thought to be autistic. So when one case like that happens, everybody thinks, well, whatever I was feeding my kid must have cured their autism. And then, you launch a whole bunch of mayhem. We've been there, right? Well, we've got Center for Consumer Freedom against Center for Science and the Public Interest. CSPI is going to urge restaurants, or actually advocate for the federal government to force restaurants to cut salt content by 50%. And, of course, the Center for Consumer Freedom says that CSPI's ultimate goal is to tax and ban Americans into a blander, more anemic society. Speaking before the Senate Finance Committee, Executive Director Michael Jacobson, though, will call for a variety of taxes and bans on many foods, including salt, to finance health reform. And I just don't think you can get there. But, listen, Jacobson's consistent. Right? You think of the things we want to ban and tax. Pick something. Sugary drinks. There are a few serious proposals before Congress and state legislators to tax soda. Well, why not tax cheese or potato chips or butter or meat? It's consistent. Well, you know me and the nutrition zealots, I have objection because I don't know where you draw the line. Pretty soon they're going to ban and tax everything. Women, if you have trouble hearing, you want to hear this one? Nothing stands in the way of a woman and her need to hear, overhear conversations. In order to learn more about hearing and hearing loss, and this was a hearing instrument company that did this research, they found for women, hearing is at its best during gossiping or when eavesdropping on someone else's conversation. men don't seem to have this uptick in how good they can hear when listening to gossip. Women are also very good at not listening to their work colleagues or the boss, better than men are at not listening. Women admitted hearing only 70% of the conversations they have with their partner. And with her friends, women say that they're attentive three-quarters of the time. So if you're a woman and you want to really get your hearing tested, then, you know, you got to stand up to a wall with a glass and see what you can hear. All right, I want to talk to you about some fascinating stuff having to do with testing employees and job applicants for drugs. What are you all into? What's up? What's down? What are people around the world doing? What are these tests showing us about our preferences? You're going to be surprised at this. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
And aliens. Oh my! Have you seen some crazy things while traveling? Then go to americasbestvalueinn.com to post your story for a chance to win great prizes. Join our free value club for instant travel savings and upgrades at any of our 900 locations throughout North America. Check us out at americasbestvalueinn.com or call 888-315-2378. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal. Dinosaurs, pirates, and aliens? Oh my!
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-967-3532. That's 1-800-967-3532. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Lily in Baltimore. How you doing, Lily?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling to ask about chondromalacia. It's a form of knee pain. It's patellofemoral syndrome.
Yeah, nice longer, a couple of long words. Is this something you have or someone you know?
Yes.
Are you a, you exercise a lot? Are you a runner?
I walk a lot, yes.
You walk a lot. Well, it's, you know, you got to look at, I wish I had a skeleton here and I could show you. The kneecap moves relative to your bones when you bend your knee, and underneath your kneecap to keep it sliding in this groove is cartilage, and that cartilage gets damaged probably from overuse. It's a common thing in young people, and normally a doctor can tell real quickly, you know, what it is. Sometimes when you straighten out your knee, you can get kind of a grinding sensation, and your kneecap may not be lined up with a groove it's supposed to ride in. That does happen. What they tell you to do, you rest the knee, take take a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, you know, ibuprofen or naproxen. Sometimes physical therapy. If you strengthen your quadriceps muscles, that's the front thigh muscle, and stretch the hamstrings, that's usually what physical therapists will do. And they kind of limit your participation in rough activity until the pain goes away. You avoid activities that increase it. And in my experience, it almost always gets better. The medication is actually very effective. There are some docs, if your kneecap is out of alignment and you're serious, they can they do surgery. But I just think that's overkill unless you're really, really serious and everything else doesn't work. And usually that's a very, very specialized deal. So wherever you are on the spectrum, if you're not taking the anti-inflammatories, resting it, and trying to do some build your quads and stretch your hamstrings, then go for that and see what happens. All right? Let's talk to Ken. How you doing, Ken?
Yeah. Hello, Dr. Dean. I got a dilemma for you. I'm on Coumadin at the present time, and this is the second time I've been on Coumadin. Prior to being on Coumadin, I had the thin skin problem where you would bruise and bleed real easily.
Yep.
Now that I'm on Coumadin, all that's reversed. It's gone away.
That's amazing. Because Coumadin would do the opposite. Coumadin is a blood thinner, and it blocks vitamin K, and vitamin K helps your blood clot. So we block the vitamin K, so your blood is thinner. And I can't explain that. I would expect you would have more bleeding under your skin. That's a sign of having too much Coumadin. So I'd be very interested in what else is going on with you and talk to the doctor about it and see if they can explain it. I can't quite explain that, all right?
He can't explain it either, and don't worry about it. Well, I am concerned there's something.
Wait. Something got better and you're worried about it. I wouldn't worry about it. Maybe you're being a little more careful, Ken, and you're aware of it. And maybe it's that kind of a thing. As I said, I can't explain it. Maybe somebody else out in the audience can, all right? Let's look at Sandra. This is Dr. Dell. How you doing, Sandra?
Hi. I have a question. My labia minor tore during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back in, this is several years ago, and just recently been having problems with it. I went back into my OB, and she tried to sew it back together. But she said the skin is so thin in that area that the stitches actually did not hold. And I was wondering what else I can do about it, or if I should see a surgeon or a plastic surgeon or other options.
Yeah, that should be fixable. As you know, in today's, vain world, there are women who actually have their labia minora reduced and sewed together right. I'm not sure the technique that your gynecologist used, but if a plastic surgeon were to do that, they would actually, this is a funny kind of a term, freshen up the edges. You can't just sew a ragged tear together. You might not get a good take because it could be partially healed, and you want the tissue to come together as if it was like a surgical incision. Because I don't have a feel for the exact anatomy of this, so do you have an open wound part to it right now? Is that what's going on, Sandra?
Well, yes, she opened it. She opened it with a scalpel and then tried to sew it back together. And the stitches just literally did not hold. They were just disintegrated, didn't hold, nothing happened. Except for pain and more discomfort.
Oh, yes, you poor dear. I got to be honest with you. I'm not quite sure, who to see. I just can't imagine we sew together a liver, and that's the loosest, flimsiest stuff. And it would probably be something that the average gynecologist wouldn't be doing a lot of surgery on. So I would seek a consultation. But I don't know how you find a person. A plastic surgeon would know what to do, but this is a part of the body. As you know, this is the purview of gynecologists. But yes, you need to try again. I would have no doubt this could be fixed fairly easily. I guess that's my bottom line. All right, I got to run. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Las Lomas High School in Walnut Creek is alerting parents that the school is locked down this afternoon due to police activity in the area. The lockdown began around noon toward the end of the school's lunch period. Lockdown is not related to anything at the high school, but police won't talk about the concern off campus. The mother of a man shot to death by police in Oakley during the weekend says it wasn't a real gun. He pointed at officers. The Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department later confirmed that he had been holding a BB gun while threatening to commit suicide. Backcountry skiers may have been the cause of a series of avalanches on Mount Shasta during the weekend, but no one was hurt. And Miss California can keep her crown for now. Those officials for the Miss California USA pageant say it's now up to Donald Trump. He could make a decision tomorrow. Lloyd Lindsay Young is calling for sunshine with highs in the 60s and 70s. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888-261-3316.
When my computer crashed, I didn't want to believe it. I mean, my entire life was on that computer. Everything. I almost panicked, but I remembered hearing an ad for Geeks On Site. Some guy who'd had the same problem as me was on the radio telling me Geeks On Site were the go-to guys for computer problems you can't fix. Well, this was definitely a computer problem I couldn't fix. So I called Geeks On Site. Finding an affordable U.S.-based computer whiz is like finding gold. Geeks On Site are the go-to guys for computer problems. They're smart and fast. They figured out what was wrong with my computer in just minutes. Got it back up and running. If you've got computer problems, do what I did and call Geeks On Site. If you call right now, they'll give you their premium protection suite absolutely free just for signing up, a $125 value. Best of all, Geeks On Site has a no-risk money-back guarantee. Call Geeks On Site at 800-619-8811, 800-619-8811. Toll free, that's 1-800-619-8811.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at Credex. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
McDonald's.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Let's talk about this. I find this fascinating. This is a very large provider of employer drug testing services in the United States. I mean, you know, your company doesn't have a little lab in the back where they take your urine and say, and appoint someone to test it. I got a lot of good news. I got bad news. I got a lot of news in general about it. First of all, overall, fewer, I mean, this is funny how this article is written, fewer U.S. employees and job applicants are testing positive for cocaine. That's 2008 compared to 2007. Fewer. That's good news. More are testing positive for amphetamines. That's bad news. More are testing positive for prescription drugs like benzodiazepines. That's your Valium-type drugs. Oxycodone. Oxycontin, hillbilly heroin, type of painkiller. But it's not clear from the data whether individuals are appropriately using these drugs. You're getting a bunch of Oxycontin positives. Come on. What do you think is going on here? The rate of positive drug tests, primarily for illegal substances, illegal, that's not your Oxycontins and your benzos, has decreased. Positive urine tests, the highest we have on record, go back to the 80s, around 13%, and we're down around 4% now. Does that mean fewer people are using drugs, or people have figured out how to beat the test or know when the test is coming? Cocaine, amphetamines, stimulants up, I told you, blah, blah, blah. Overall, now you got to look at pre-employment tests and random tests. Random tests overall, 5, 6% come back positive. Pre-employment tests around 4%. Can you imagine you're applying for a job, you know you're going to get a urine test, and still 4% are positive. For individuals who actually they can prove know the drug test is coming, the positive rate's a little under 2%. In pre-employment, and 1.5 in random testing. So you know it's coming at you, and you're still, I mean, maybe you're hooked. Maybe that's what it is. Suggesting that drug testing discourages drug use. Can you imagine they're comparing a positive screening rate in a pre-employment test of, I'll give you the exact number, 1.7, and an employment test, 1.4, and that suggests to them that drug testing discourages use, which tells you how defensive they are and tells you there is no data that proves that drug testing discourages use. I'd believe it if I saw it. And the company did 7.3 million urine tests last year. We're encouraged by some of these declines and blah, 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 nonsense. That's the quickest. Isn't that the quickest route to feeling distrusted? I'll tell you right now, I would not work for a company that wanted to test me. You're hiring me, buddy. You know, and you're going out for your 6-martini lunch. You know, I got an answer for you and a hand gesture to go along with it. This is just a sad and interesting sidelight. You know, the most common use of drugs among Palestinians in Gaza Strip? And it tells you the trauma of war, the trauma of this world and some peoples, increasingly turning to painkillers and tranquilizers. And they tell sad stories of here of young kids, a really heavy one. Their Oxycontin is called Tramadol. I've called us about Tramadol. It's a synthetic opiate painkiller. A lot of your doctors prescribe in this country. But what's interesting here is when Hamas took over, they came down heavy on illegal drugs. But they kind of failed to regulate synthetic prescription drugs. And you can just walk into any drugstore in Gaza and buy what you want. And this is what happens in many places. You know where the highest use of prescription, of abuse of prescription drugs, I mean, like Oxycontin and tranquilizers and painkillers and all that, it's in Salt Lake City. It's in Utah. It's almost as if the basic negative perception of illegal drugs makes people feel okay about using prescription drugs because, hey, it's a prescription drug and they're safe and good for you. All right, let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey there. I'm doing okay. I had a cold that turned into bronchitis, and I was doing some work for a friend who has a small kid in the house, and she was really freaked out that her daughter might catch this. And I said, I don't think that's how it works with bronchitis or pneumonia. I think those are illnesses you get because your system's already been compromised, and they're kind of opportunistic. But I wanted to be sure that I was right about that because she was worried, and I don't want to give her bad information.
Well, it's a little confusing. Most cases of acute bronchitis, when you like get a cold and you get bronchitis, which is the word simply means inflammation of the bronchi, which are the big tubes that lead down into your lungs, is viral. So the first thing that happens is when you go with bronchitis to the doctor's office, they give you antibiotics, which are worthless against viruses. When you have bronchitis, it's very often you don't have to be infectious because it's the irritated bronchi that are healing. So I guess I wouldn't flip out about being around kids. I mean, kids are assaulted all day long with all kinds of germs. We identify the stuff because we can see it and we get upset by it, where we don't get upset by the stuff we cannot see. In other words, if I put a little red flag in the air right now for each little virus, a flu virus, cold virus, or viruses capable of infecting you as they floated around your world and on the doorknobs and the remote controls and all this kind of stuff, I think it'd make all of us germphobes. So I don't think bronchitis is a reason to have to stay away from a child. There's be almost no way at this stage of knowing what the cause, the virus that caused your cold is probably long gone. It's conceivable a person could get a secondary bacterial infection causing a bronchitis. But usually it's rip-roaring. I'm listening to your voice as you talk, and it just doesn't sound that thick and productive. So, and yet you're going to try and tell the person to calm down. And it also isn't, you know, the idea that every time you get sick, it's because your immune system let you down. There is something to be said for having a compromised immune system. You know, folks with HIV, when that gets going, they get very weird infections because their immune system is harmed. And yes, the person themselves can have a lot to do with resisting infection, but that's not the whole picture. It's the number of viral particles I could give to you. I don't care how strong your immune system is, you're going to get sick and you might die. It's not straightforward. You cannot know it. And again, as you said, and you're implying, children are assaulted, as we all are, all the time. And our immune systems don't have to be super strong to fight it off. It's what they do day in and day out. And why sometimes we get sick is a bit of a mystery. That may have to do with the dose of the virus or subtle little changes or how that virus takes hold in our bodies. But I think the bottom line is I wouldn't get upset if you were around my kid. All right, how's that? Eileen, this is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Dean.
Yes, ma'am.
I am getting ready to be screened to donate a kidney for a friend. I'd like to know if you would do the same thing, and am I underestimating that it's a big deal? What are the risks?
Well, Irene, I would say the risks are just about minimal. I was reading a piece recently that talked about how we're developing ways of doing this now without even making big incisions, doing it through these little mini incision approaches that are quite something. And we have done follow up of donors and people with one kidney, and they seem to do just fine. This is a profound gift, Eileen, and I just have to assume it's somebody you care a lot about. I mean, it's not casual. And there are people who do it for money also in parts of the world where, you know, the money they get for it is important. So it's all relative. And you're asking me? Well, it depends. It depends on the friend and whether they owe me money or not. And so it's really the power of the relationship, and it's an emotional decision. I don't particularly like doctors and hospitals, so I might have a little trouble because of that. But in terms of danger to my health, no, I wouldn't hesitate for that reason. All right, got to scoot. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
How's business?
Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple. We're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix! See terms of use.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
Builds hope.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jerry in Puerto Rico. How are you doing, Jerry?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay. I just have like two really quick things I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. One is your comment about Utah and drugs. I completely mm-hmm. understand what you're saying about that. But, you know, there's like the reverse about that, too. It's like sometimes you go to a doctor and you really need a drug because you have a medical problem. But, you know, the doctors are leery about the DEA and stuff. And so, you know, a lot of people turn to alternative remedies, alcohol or whatever, illegal drugs or whatever it is they need. Anyway, yep. The other question I had really quick was testosterone levels and the prostate, you know, problems. And it's like, because I've heard both versions of this, and it's like, one is like, if you don't have enough testosterone, that you're going to start getting an enlarged prostate, which kind of makes sense because your testosterone, you know, keeps going down as you get older and older. But on the other hand, it's like, it seems like that's also the trigger to create a possible cancer.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I don't think it's really related a lot to testosterone levels. The size of the prostate, which is very different than prostate cancer. Testosterone seems to increase the risk for prostate cancer, but doesn't enlarge the prostate. We're not quite sure what prostate enlargement really is, and some of the drugs that we use to treat it actually can block effects of testosterone, which might imply testosterone's causing it, and also relax the muscles around it, because one of the symptoms of enlargement, I mean, who would care how big? I mean, guys don't walk around measuring the size of their prostates. It's the symptom of prostate enlargement, namely urinary symptoms, because it squeezes the urinary tube that goes through the middle of it. And so one of the ways of treating it more commonly is to relax the muscles around the prostate. And there are muscles because at the moment of, sexual ecstasy, these muscles squeeze down, as every man knows, and cause fluid to come out. So I'm not sure it's related. Your other comment? Absolutely. You know, it's a fine line, isn't it? I remember when the DEA... The local medical board gets so heavy with doctors who prescribed opiates as if this is the source of America's drug problem. And it was perfect because the politicians loved it. It looked like they were really doing something about, you know, drug abuse as opposed to tackling the fundamental societal and cultural issues that create drug abuse by, you know, coming down in doctors. And there was a period of time, I'll tell you, in my office, I wouldn't give you, I'd let you suffer. You would suffer because I didn't need the man knocking on my door. I have a classic letter from the California Medical Board they sent to all doctors saying, we're going to be watching you, so you be careful when you prescribe opiates for your patients, because we're a threatening letter. I just went ballistic over it because all it does is intimidate physicians and make sure that a lot of human beings suffer with pain, especially when they're on death's door because the government, you know, is trying to tell doctors what, you know, what to do, what not to do. So... Can I say? Let's talk to Amy. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Amy.
Hi, thanks. I've been having a whole host of odd symptoms for the last year, which began as a panic attack. And I was recently diagnosed with an EBV infection.
Yeah, who diagnosed that?
My doctor. First, he gave me a regular test and said it was positive and that like 75% of the population is positive for that one. And then they did an antibody test.
Mm.
And based on the antibodies, he said that he can't tell if I'm recovering from an acute infection or if it's gone chronic. And I tend to think it's gone chronic because I've just been feeling so funky for the last year. But, you know, like with mono, there's just nothing to do. I guess you just rest. And now
right.
I truly believe it's been going on for a long time. I'm just wondering what you can tell me about the virus.
Sure,
and what
sure.
I can do to clear it.
Sure. You actually use two terms that we need to clear up. Epstein-Barr virus. I'll up the ante. 95% of us have had it, but when you can get it and cause acute symptoms, and that is called mononucleosis. And sounds to me like that's what your doc is diagnosing. And indeed, that can go on and make you feel, I'll let you use the word funky. It's as good a term as I can come up with for 6 months or a year. And it really knocks you down. And I would, you know, in a sense, I would tell you, I'm kind of happy you have that diagnosis because it's understandable. It's explainable. It's always cures itself and you always get better. Whereas some of the more mysterious causes of a variety of these kinds of symptoms can drive you nuts and people start coming up with all these new fad illnesses for which there really are no diagnostic criteria or treatment. So I just say, Amy, if the doctor says you've got, you know, mononucleosis, and that's what you've gotten, the kissing disease, they say, and hang in there and do what you can. I would not prescribe any heavy drugs for it, and I would just continue coping like it sounds like you are, as long as now you know what you got, and that's always a positive, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, and Dr. Dina Dell.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
Correct! Netflix! Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now, the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Association.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
I'm doing fine, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question for you. I'm currently taking a cyclovir for herpes, and I was wondering if, since it is an antiviral, does it offer any protection against the flu?
Very good question. And it is funny that, I mean, even among physicians, we have a trouble getting used to the idea that we do live in an era when we have antiviral drugs. Antibiotics are antibacteria. And bacteria is different from viruses as dinosaurs are from your pet cat. You know, they're just very, very totally different animals. Acyclovir was probably the first antiviral drug to come on the market, and it was an anti-herpes, herpes simplex. Can I ask you quickly where you have the herpes, or is that embarrassing?
No, genital.
Genital, okay. Because it, and there's two or three other drugs that can work for it. And it isn't, you know, not as effective as an antibiotic might be for a bacteria. It will shorten the length of the outbreak. If you take it all the time, it will prevent outbreaks. And indeed, the influenza virus, I'm sorry to say, is a different family of viruses. It's just like penicillin will not cure, is not good for bladder infections because it's a different kind of bacteria. So there are different families with viruses. Remember, viruses have no sex life. Bacteria have a great sex life. And antivirals are extremely complicated. But no, it will not protect you from influenza. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
If you're enjoying an evening at AT&T Park on the field with friends and family and live music and a live art show and a movie on the scoreboard, it's Bookstock. Join Owen Harrington, Stroke 9, and the Monophonics, plus the movie Touching Home, starring Ed Harris. Buy one copy of the Miller Brothers book, either you're in or you're in the way, and your receipt gets you two adult admissions. Children under 12 are free. That's Saturday, June the 6th at 7 p.m. For information and tickets, go to KGORadio.com.
Attention migraine sufferers. Do you suffer from migraine or tension headaches? Is the pain unbearable? Do your pills upset your stomach and make you nauseous? Have you ever wished for faster relief? Well, your wish has finally been answered. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in minutes rather than hours or days. That's right. It's now possible to stop migraine suffering in just minutes with a remarkable breakthrough. It's called Dr. Heisen's Headache System, and it will change your life. Developed by board-certified neurologist Dr. Morton Heisen, it's easy to use and clinically shown to relieve migraine pain without pills, shots, or a prescription. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's Headache System is now available directly for the first time. Stop the throbbing, stop the pounding, stop the nausea in just minutes with the revolutionary Heisen Headache System. Real relief is finally here for all migraine and tension headache sufferers.
Call 1-800-811-4024. That's 1-800-811-4024 for real relief in minutes, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 1-800-811-4024. Again, 1-800-811-4024.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. KGO, News Talk 810.